Greetings, dear ones. I'm Cryon of Magnetic Service. In a three-dimensional world, you're in a meeting, sitting in a chair. Some of you are listening. It's your reality that you are listening with your ears. It doesn't matter where you are on the planet hearing this. Even those of you now hearing it later, it's still in the now for you later. It goes beyond information. There is a delivery. A delivery of thought groups that represent more than information that is going on here. And I want you to know this and accept it and understand it. As we get into the subject matter of the channel. When I say to you, I know who you are, it is such a statement of love that you would come to this place and sit for the duration, drop into the core, and just listen. Well, you're not just listening. My message is for old souls at this time on the planet. And the message is the revelation of darkness. It's not a dark message. It's a message of congratulations, of explanation. More details, perhaps, that you wanted to know about things you would never want to know. But we cannot leave it alone. We approach this gentle as we can to a light worker, an old soul on the planet who's dealt nothing but high consciousness and love for most of their lives. Where do we begin? Have you looked at the news lately? Are there some surprises? And if you say, yes, there are some surprises, I will say to you, you weren't listening, were you? For 2 years, I have made statements for you that said crossing this bridge of recalibration is going to upset the balance of energy on the planet greatly. You are used to something called the scales of justice, and you have a figure that is represented by a scale and two platforms balanced on each side. It looks like a chemist's scale that some of you know. So you are familiar with that metaphor. What you designed in that metaphor is balance, so that you would have them equal on both sides. I think you get the picture in your mind. For thousands of years, it hasn't been equal. Go slow, my partner. On one platform, there's what we will call dark consciousness. On one other platform, we'll call light consciousness. Now, I want you to see what we did not say. I did not say that on one platform there were evil spirits, dark ones, entities. I didn't say that. I said dark consciousness. On the other side, I didn't say there were angels and spirits, divas and leprechauns. I didn't say that. I said light consciousness. I'm teaching now. I want you to know the difference when all of these things Now I want you to see the scales as they have existed for years, because the dark has outweighed the light. It's been out of balance, and you know that. So envision that scale right now, lopsided. And the dark consciousness side weighs heavy, and the light consciousness is not then up to snuff, as you would say. It does not equal it, and there is no balance. What are the odds that you would turn this around? 25 years, I have been telling you the scales are changing. 25 years ago, they started to change. The light became heavier in a good way. More of it, more quantum portions of it, more connection to the other side. The balance started to change and it became equal. War stopped. Did you notice? Things actually got better on the planet. Did you notice? There were countries who tried to put themselves together instead of tearing them apart. Old enemies got the same currency. Did you notice? A whole new concept. The scales were equal. The battle had begun. 2012 came along, the precession of the equinoxes passed, the new calendars were applied, you made it. And we started talking about what's next. We started talking about planting the seeds, and in every channel we said that now the battle begins. I want to tell you something, Lightworker. When those scales started to turn, and they have, and now the light is then, I would say, predominant, it didn't just get heavier. Something had to happen to the dark consciousness. You had to eliminate it. Go back to the scale with me. Light did not become heavier in order for you to balance. What happened was that the light dismissed the dark. This made the scale start to change. The dark was losing its substance. Do you understand? And as the darkness lost its substance, the light started to then rebalance the scales in its favor. Now, if you look at the scales, the light is winning. You passed the marker. Now, we identified this marker as the wisdom barrier in West Virginia some weeks ago. I've instructed my partner to put this particular channeling online to read soon. You will be able to read what the wisdom barrier is, the benevolence factor is, what these things are that have started to change the energy consciousness of the planet. But don't forget what you've done. You've affected the dark consciousness. You poked it, and it's mad. You poked it, and it's mad. You took out a bat of light and swatted the nest. Are you hearing this? And it's in survival. Now, this is not new news. It is not new news. 2 years, we've told you, be ready for the dark. It will not give up without a battle. And now the battle is here. Now, dear ones, I'm going to tell you something we told you also in a channeling called Do Not Despair. There's too much information to give you in one channeling, in one sitting. I refer to other messages so that you will be able to understand them, reference them, and get the bigger picture. You're winning. And because you're winning, the dark consciousness is very angry. And they're pulling out everything they have. Let's look at it. Because it's all over the news. Are you shocked at the existence suddenly of the organization which we will remain unnamed? Where did it come from? Why is it so organized? How could it be so well funded? If you're not careful, they'll have their own country soon. They might as well name it Old Energy Dark Country. But that's what it will represent. The barbaric past of humanity comes forward to show its face. It's always been there. It's been hiding under the rocks, between the cracks. It couldn't show itself until now, and now it does. And it's ugly. It's not for the faint at heart, is it, Lightworker? To see evil personified in human action is abhorrent. You cannot look upon it with a gentle heart. It is so black and so ugly, and you know I'm right. You're winning. They would not be here. In this mode of survival and strength, in this quickness, where is the funding coming from? From a storehouse that's always been there, dear ones. Generated from low consciousness acts. It didn't just appear, it has been stored, waiting to fund what they need in order to spread the darkness and save what they believe is the old energy balance of this planet, and they haven't got a chance. Meanwhile, it looks like they do, doesn't it? Everything that they are doing is calculated to scare you to death. Are they winning? Now, that's a question I want you to take home. Fear is black. If you're in fear, there's no light. You can be the grandest light worker. You could be the channeler. And if you're in fear, it doesn't matter how many years you've done it, how much light you've accumulated, it all goes in the other room. And all you got is darkness. And they won. Do you understand this? The old soul, what you've been through is amazing. The old soul knows fear. I don't want to be too graphic, but I want to be graphic. What was it like when you put your head in the guillotine? Because you talked about God in a way that was not appropriate. What was it like when they lit the match at your feet? Soul, old soul, that's fear. You carry that in your Akash. I want to tell you, they haven't got a chance to scare you. You know what fear is. They haven't got it. They haven't got enough of it. You've been through it all. That means you've got the armor of truth and wisdom and light. And don't forget it. Do you see how fast they assembled? It seemed like only yesterday there was no organization at all. And today, where did that come from? Have you noticed a certain hesitancy to fight them? Why is it that the citizens of the lands that they are invading are hesitant to fight them? They're calling on others. And why is it that the others are also hesitant? I want to show you there are some anomalies of logic that are not making sense. Just because it's a battle we've never seen before on this planet. We've expected it. You haven't. It's consciousness. We gave you the secret before of how to defeat them without taking one life. Simply take away their funding. They cannot exist without their funding. The funding has to be organized, it has to be stored, it has to be distributed, it has to be generated, it has to go through institutions. Did you hear that? All you have to do is stop it. It won't be done with bombing. It's going to be done with, I would say, financial forensics. It's time to get smart on these things, to look at the puzzles differently than you think. Do not apply the energy that they have to them, because you won't win. Figure it out. It's the last bastion of evil on this planet coming together to try to survive. I want you to know this as you look at your news, as you fail to stop them, as they gain strength and they create fear. The fear is easily created in those who are not old souls, who don't know fear, who don't have the armor. That puts you on the front line, dear one. Do you realize that? And you don't have to go fight them. All you have to do is broadcast light. That's your job. High consciousness will beat it any day. There's more. Would you define evil for me? This is a lesson you need to hear that some of you will not like, because human beings want to assign evil to entities. They want to put evil in another box. They don't want to put it in a human box. It couldn't be. And they'll say, well, there are evil spirits, there are evil entities, there's this and that, and they come and they go, well, there are some of those, but not enough to generate what you see. I would like to tell you what evil is. Evil is the manifestation of a dark energy within a human being who on purpose takes it and generates it, amplifies it, manifests it, and uses it. The dictators of the planet did it perfectly. You saw them. They were able to broadcast it so well that everyone around them bought into it. That's evil. And they didn't have an evil angel with them. They didn't have somebody with horns and a tail. They did it themselves. This is what humans can do. This is a powerful attribute of humanity, that it can go both ways. Free choice, four times before this planet has failed to go forward at a time given where it could. And that's because the dark consciousness won. One of those times, and we're going to talk about this in a moment, was a full cooperation with Gaia, and a pandemic almost wiped humanity off the map. A pandemic. And you want to say, what has that got to do with consciousness crying? Pay attention, dear ones, because this is the day when my partner put together the human attributes, nine of them, that included three Gaia attributes, and one of them was the consciousness of the planet. Are you starting to connect the dots? You are connected to this planet. As goes humanity, goes the planet's consciousness. Gaia, Mother Nature, whatever you want to call it, cooperates with human consciousness. If you spend 1,000 years killing each other, then Gaia, human consciousness, will take a look at what you have decided you want and help. Pandemic. Don't you find it odd in the last 50 years? When you have 7 billion human beings with airplanes in the air, up to 2,000 a day going everywhere, there has not been a pandemic. There have been 5 starts. And yet when the world was far less populated 300 years ago, even less, there were millions wiped out. Don't you find it odd It doesn't make sense, does it? Unless there was a life force called Gaia that reflected what humans want. Now, I've just set the stage for the next subject, haven't I? Ebola. Are you afraid yet? Gaia is a life force that is part of human consciousness. My partner put it on the screen today so you can see the connections. Now it's time to draw the dots. Gaia is in the battle too. For here comes something you didn't expect. You hadn't had it in your lifetime, and you're afraid of it. There's a very famous film that my partner will quote a line from, and some of you will know it, and some of you won't. But here it is. Have a little fire, Scarecrow? What are you afraid of? Darkness. Gaia is in the battle with you and is actively pursuing solutions through light. The Ebola virus is a shock and a surprise. It is propelled by ignorance and fear. Look at where it started. Look at how it gets its ability to continue to reproduce to those who believe it's a curse instead of those who understand it's science. Those who refuse to leave their family because they believe it's cursed, instead of understanding they should be in isolation, and the family dies. And other families see it, and they're afraid. It is a curse, they say. Ignorance. Look at where it started. It's smart, you know. It represents the darkness and darker consciousness of Gaia. A concept that may be foreign to you. Is it possible that Mother Nature also has polarity? Yes. Gaia is in the fight with you. Maybe it's time for you to go hug a tree and help Gaia. Put your consciousness with the earth. The ancients did it. The indigenous did it. And you're not doing it. Maybe it's time to start your meditations with thank you. Planet Earth, for supporting me in the spirituality of my Akash, for always being with me, a presence that I might not acknowledge, but is a life force that is mine too. The ancients started their ceremonies in that way. What do you do? Have you forgotten? This is not a negative message. You are the ones who have caused this. Congratulations for shining a light so bright that you've got darkness on the run. The proof of that is everything I just told you, against all odds. You got a virus without a cure. Against all odds, you've got a movement that is as evil and dark as you can imagine that has sprung up overnight with multiple funding and plenty of help, scaring everyone around it. So frightening is it, there are coalitions between countries that would never get together and agree on anything. And now they're at the table figuring out how to fight them. That's evil. Evil is not created through outside forces any more than light is created through outside forces. Light and dark is a balance that humanity has the ability to pull upon in either direction. Did you hear that? You can go as dark as you want or as light as you want, and you always had that ability, and that is what we have seen in history forever. You are in a situation now where you have come out of a barbarian age, thousands of years of conquering and killing and war, and you've turned the corner. Now when you see it, the old energy, it's abhorrent to you. You cannot look upon it. And you want to crouch in the other room. Do not despair. Generate the light that you came in with. Oh, that's too simple, crying. Oh, really? How do you think this planet has turned this corner, light worker? Old soul, do you not understand that the light that you have is a multidimensional force? It is not linear. It's not the amount of it. It's the intense quantumness of it. That is to say that a little goes a long way. A little goes a long way. I close in this way. More than 20 years ago, I sat in a chair just like this with my partner. He was starting to open his mouth for the first time in front of a group. The things that were recorded, some of them were, some of them not, on cassettes at that time, a medium you had. And one of the first metaphors that he ever gave was called the room of darkness. And I give it again. For now, of all times on this planet, you need to hear it again. The dynamics of dark and light are not about quantity. You're in a room and it's dark, and it's filled with many human beings. So dark is it, they bump into each other. It's frightening not to be able to see who is next to you, who they might represent, how big they are, the gender, we don't know, you don't know. You feel isolated. You cling to your neighbor by holding hands. You find others who will hold hands with you. You're safe as long as you hold hands. Don't bump into the others because you don't know what they have or what they don't. The others are after your resources, so it's better if you would then come together, perhaps build a little city of your own, put walls around it so they can't get you. You can't see them. They could be anything. They could have weapons. They could be dark. You don't know. You can't see them. And for hundreds of years, this is the consciousness of the planet. You separate. You combine. You defend and conquer. In this dark room, suddenly there comes a light worker. He lights a match. It's not much. But if you're in a black room, a little bit of light goes a long way. Suddenly, the room, the entire room, it's not flooded with light, but you can start to see dimly around you. You can see your neighbors. Well, they're just like you. Humans start to drop the walls. They break the circle. They stop holding hands. They find other hands to hold. They find the other circles are just like them. They want to know, where did the light come from? They don't even know the name of the match bearer, do they? Did the match bearer have a doctrine? No. Did the match bearer have an organization? No. What did the match bearer have? Light. And they want more of it. They look at the match bearer, they say, I can do that. And they take and light something from his match. Suddenly there's more light. Others go and light it from her match. Suddenly there's more light. Now they can see each other clearly. Now there's no reason at all for fear. This is the metaphor of the consciousness on the planet slowly increasing. 20 years old. We gave it then because we knew about today. If you shine your light through how you act and staying out of fear, the whole world will be brighter for it. The darkness, the pandemic, nothing can survive your light. Nothing. And that is the truth. I want you to carry that home. It's profound, isn't it? I told you it was coming. Here it is. Now deal with it. I just told you how. You're winning the battle, dear one. Don't watch the news. It'll make you scared. That's their job. Understand it. And so it is.